إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من سيئات أعمالنا وشرور أنفسنا. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from evil sins. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. The most evil affairs are those actions and statements which people innovate into Islam. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. Every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved a great success. عباد الله أيها المؤمنون. All of us know about the virtue and the great reward of as-salah and as-sadaqah, giving in charity, and fasting, making hajj, jihad fi sabilillah, great virtuous acts of Islam. And these actions, they are so great in their reward because of the difficulty it places upon a person. That a person has to sacrifice his time, perhaps sacrifice his wealth, maybe has to leave his family, his country and his lands in order to fulfill some of these acts of ibadah. And every time there is a greater struggle to do something, then the reward for that action is greater. However, there is an action. And this action is very, very easy. And it doesn't require much time. Nor does it require a lot of wealth. In fact, it doesn't even need a little bit of wealth. And it doesn't need from you to leave your houses, leave your families, your children, and travel far away, far distances. So this action, it is very easy for a person to do, and yet at the same time it is from the greatest of actions and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most purifying for a person's heart and a person's soul. And it is dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah jalla fil ula. So the principle which we have in Islam when it comes to reward is al ajru hasabul mashaqqa, that a person's reward is according to how much a person struggles. Al-jihad fi sabilillah. Such a great reward for it. Why? Because the struggle and the sacrifice which is required is so great. However, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes against this principle. That it doesn't require much struggling. It doesn't require much sacrifice. And yet despite this, it is the greatest of actions. A dhikr, remembrance. What is it? A few words, a phrase here and there. And how much time does it take? A few seconds, not even minutes. And does it take anything in terms of wealth or striving and struggling? It takes nothing. And yet despite this, from the ulama are those who said, from the scholars are those who said, that the dhikr of Allah is better than any other action, more virtuous than any other action. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said to his companions, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ, shall I not tell you about the best of your actions? وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ, and the most purifying of actions with Allah. وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ, and shall I not tell you about the action which will raise your ranks the most? وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهْبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and this action is better for you than even donating gold and silver in charity. وَمِنْ أَنْ تُلْقُوا عُدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ, and it is better for you than meeting your enemy and striking his neck, meaning al-jihad. وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ, and that your enemy, he strikes your neck. قَالُوا, they said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, of course, O Messenger of Allah. And he said, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, the remembrance of Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And a person might ask, that why is dhikr, and it's the most easy action, it's only a statement, why does it have so much reward better than all of the other actions? And this is because all of the other actions are based upon dhikr. A person, he only performs salah because it contains dhikr. Jihad has only been legislated so the word of Allah and the remembrance of Allah, it is established. So every other act of ibadah goes back to dhikrullah. Every other act of ibadah is an avenue. And the remembrance of Allah, this is the objective. And also because in the remembrance of Allah, there's life for the hearts. It awakens a person's heart. It rectifies a person's heart. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, the example of a person who remembers Allah and a person who does not remember Allah, كَمَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, is like the example of a person who is living and a person who is dead. Because in the remembrance of Allah, there is life for the heart. Just like fish is in need of water, plants are in need of rain. So without water, without rain, the plants, the crops, the flowers, the fish, all of it dies. And like this, the heart, when it comes to a dhikr, that without remembering Allah, the heart, it dies. And only in the dhikr of Allah, only in the remembrance of Allah, is the life for the heart. So when a person's heart is living, and it is healthy, and strong, and pure, then the rest of his action and his body is also strong and pure and healthy. And if a person has a heart which is ill and diseased, or corrupt and dirty, then the rest of his actions and his body is like this. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٌ, verily in the body there is an organ. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, and if this organ, this flesh, if it is healthy and good and rectified, then the rest of the body is like this. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, however, if it becomes corrupt, then the rest of the body, the limbs and the tongue and everything else, it becomes corrupt. He said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, verily it is the heart, verily it is the heart. And the virtue of dhikr is so great and so high that some of the ulama said it is even better than dua. making dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those words, is better than making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because a dhikr, it contains you exalting Allah and loving Allah and mentioning His praises and glorifying Him. Whereas a dua, it is you asking Him for your need. So how can a person compare between a dhikr and a dua? A dua is for you asking your need. A dhikr is exalting Allah, glorifying Allah, mentioning how great Allah is, mentioning the tawheed and the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can dhikr and dua be compared? Even though dua is from the greatest of actions. And therefore the ulama mentioned that from the etiquettes of making dua is to first begin with a dhikr. That when you start making dua, before you ask for your need, first praise Allah. Thank Allah, glorify Allah, make tasbih and tahmid and takbir. And then after this you make your dua. And this is from those matters which makes that dua accepted. That you do it in this order. And also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't only order with dua, with dhikr. He doesn't only command us to make dhikr. Rather, He commands us to make a lot of dhikr. He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah kathira. O people of Iman, don't only remember Allah, don't only make remembrance of Allah, but make it a lot, in abundance. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And don't only glorify Allah, in fact, glorify Allah in the morning and the evening. And those people who remember Allah a lot, they are the ones whom Allah has prepared for them the forgiveness of the Akhirah and the reward of the hereafter. He said, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those men who remember Allah a lot, and those women who also remember Allah a lot, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. They are the ones for whom Allah has prepared much forgiveness and a great reward. And the heart, my brothers and sisters, it rusts just like a metal. A metal, silver or other metals, they begin to corrode or rust. And like this, a heart. And everything is in need of shining and polishing. And the shine or the polish of the heart is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without the dhikr of Allah, a person's heart, it is rusty and corroding. And for this reason, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ جَلَى. He said, everything, it has a shine and a polish. وَإِنَّ جَلَاءَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. And the polishing or the shining of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيُّهَا الْعِبَادِ. Happiness, as-sa'ada, the happiness in this dunya. When does a person achieve happiness in this dunya? When his heart is content, when he is at ease in his mind, when he is comfortable. So who is able to enjoy wealth, money? If you had so much property and so much money, but if you're always in anxiety and sadness and worry, who amongst us is able to enjoy those cars and that money and that house and those children and wife? Nobody is able to do this. And for this reason, you see amongst the kuffar, the most wealthiest of people, and yet despite that, they are wretched. Amongst them, those who commit suicide, those who die upon their vomit, because even though they possess what they have in the dunya, they possess it all. They have fame and everything else which comes with it. But in their minds and their hearts, there's anxiety and worries and distress. And therefore, they don't find the happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guided His slaves, His worshippers, in how to remove ourselves from these anxieties and worries. He said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily, with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, do the hearts find comfort, ease and tranquility. However, this ease and tranquility and this great reward for a dhikr, it isn't by just mentioning the words. Just mention a name of Allah, mention an attribute of Allah, and it brings this great reward. You have to understand the meanings of this dhikr. You have to think about the dhikr. You have to ponder that which you are saying. And the greatest type of dhikr, we said, from the greatest actions is making dhikr. And the greatest type of dhikr are four words, four phrases. And these four phrases are the most beloved phrases to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعُ. The most beloved words to Allah are four phrases. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. La yadurruka bi-ayyihinna badat. And it doesn't matter which one you begin with. Say Allahu Akbar first, say Subhanallah second, say la ilaha illallah, it doesn't matter. These four words are the most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these four words have so much great virtue, so much reward, so much goodness which comes in this dunya because of saying these four words for the one who understands the meanings of these words. In fact, the reward is so great that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, La an aqula subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. He said, for me to say subhanallah, and walhamdulillah, and la ilaha illallah, and Allahu akbar, he said, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعْتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is better than anything which the sun rises upon. Meaning the whole dunya, this dunya which the sun rises upon, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say these four phrases, it is better for him than the dunya that which it contains. And this is from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah jalla fil ula, that this great reward, it isn't only in a lot of salah which might tire a person, a lot of fasting so the weak person says, I can't fast. It isn't in only jihad so the one who cannot travel says, I can't do this. Or even charity so the one who is poor says, look, I can't give charity. But in actions or words which every person can say, Subhanallah. And the easiest of words, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that from the virtues of these four statements, it forgives a person's sins. He said in the hadith of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an, ma ala al-ardi ahadun, there is nobody upon the earth who says la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, illa kuffirat anhu khataya, except that his sins are forgiven. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ, even if it is like the foam on the sea. If your sins are so much, meaning your minor sins, your small sins, they are so much in number, like the foam on top of the sea, just by repeating these words and knowing their meaning, Allah forgives the sins. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was walking with his companions, and the hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And he came across a tree. This tree was a dry tree. The leaves were about to fall off. They're all brown. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ضَرَبَهَا بِعَصَاءٍ بِيَدِهِ, he had a stick in his hand. So he hit the tree with his stick. And so the leaves, they started to fall off. And the companions were looking at the trees, the leaves which are falling off. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, he said, verily, Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, la tusaqitu min dhunubi al-abdi kama tasaqata waraq hadhihi shajara. These four statements, they will make the sins of a person fall down just like these leaves are falling down from this tree. And the companions, they were looking at it. And from the virtue of these four statements, it is a shield for a person. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned around to his companions. He said, خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ. He said, go take your shields. They said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَدُوٍ حَضَرٍ, from an enemy which is coming. Is there an enemy which is coming that we have to now take our shield? He said, خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, take your shields from the fire. Protect yourselves from the fire. How? He said, قُولُوا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Say سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. He said, فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَأْتِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُنْجِيَاتٍ مُقَدِّمَاتٍ وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. He said, these four words, these four phrases, they will come on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُنْجِيَات. They will save you. Save you from the punishment. مُقَدِّمَات. They will push you forward. Meaning, increase your ranks in Jannah. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And these are those things which will remain in the hereafter with Allah. Because Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, He said, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرُ أَمَلًا. Allah said that the righteous actions which remain, the baqiyatu salihat, they are better with your Lord. Meaning better than the dunya and better with everything that you own. What are these baqiyatu salihat? These four words and statements. And also, my brothers, from the virtue of these statements is that on Yawm al-Qiyamah they will be from the heaviest deeds on the scale. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, bakhin, bakhin. And bakhin, bakhin, the Arabs use it when they are amazed by something. They're words to show amazement. Bakhin, bakhin. And then the companions, they turned around. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam amazed by? He said, bakhin, bakhin. And then he held out his hand like this. Five fingers. He said, ma athqaluhunna fil mizan. How heavy will these five things be on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, walwaladu salih. And a righteous son, a righteous child, a righteous son or daughter, heavy on the scales for his father and his mother. And also from the virtues of these four phrases is that if somebody finds difficulty in memorizing the Quran or cannot memorize the Quran, then it is sufficient for him to say these four phrases. And one day, A'rabi, an old Bedouin man from the desert, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, Inni la astati'un akhudha min al-Qur'ani shay'a. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, I can't memorize anything from the Quran. Too old, A'rabi, Bedouin, he can't memorize anything from the Quran. فَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يُجْزِئُنِي بِهِ. So teach me something which will be sufficient for me. I can't memorize the Quran, so teach me something in its place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi said, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Keep saying Subhanallah. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. So then the A'rabi, he clenched one of his fists like this. He clenched his fist. He said, Ya Rasulullah, hadha lillah wa mali. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, these words, they are for Allah. I am praising Allah, I'm glorifying Allah. What about for me and my need? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Qul Allahumma arhamni wa afini warzuqni wahdini. Say, oh Allah, have mercy upon me and give me my sustenance and pardon and save me and show me guidance. Allahumma arhamni warzuqni wa'afini wahdini. And so then this man, he clenched his other fist. He clenched both of these fists for mother, and then he walked away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, amma hadha rajul, as for this man, qad mala'a yadahu min al-khayr. He has filled his hands with goodness. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Ayyuha al-ibad, these four phrases which we mentioned, the most beloved phrases to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The most heaviest thing on the scales of justice on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Munjiyatin muqaddimatin wal baqiyatu salihat. A savior on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Pushes you forward to the higher ranks of Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And it is the good deeds which remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as I mentioned, these phrases in of themselves, if you just mention them upon your tongue and you don't understand their meanings and contemplate their meanings, they are of little benefit to you. And also, in order to achieve this great reward, it has to be according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and away from all types of innovations. So we don't specify certain days and nights for them. We don't say them together in congregation and unison. We don't say the dhikr, the remembrance, and our bodies are swaying and our heads are swaying side to side. So if a person does not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he does not follow manhaj al-salaf, the way and the methodology of the salaf in doing these actions, then they are of no benefit to him. And as a principle, a person will never be able to attain the pleasure of Allah and the happiness of Allah and the love of Allah through bid'ah, through acts of innovations. So what does subhanallah mean? Subhanallah, this word, we say it day and night. All the time we repeat subhanallah and the other words. Subhanallah, kalimatu tanzih wa taqdis. Subhanallah is a word which is used to sanctify Allah. Meaning you are saying, when you say subhanallah, it is tanzihul abdillah min kulli naqsin wa aib. It is a person freeing Allah from every deficiency and every weakness. So when we say subhanallah, what we mean by this? Subhanallah, O Allah, how glorified are you? You are perfect. You are complete. You have no weakness. You have no imperfection or deficiency. And as for alhamdulillah, then this is al-thana wal-majd. This is praising Allah. This is mentioning the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based upon your love for Him and you exalting Him and honoring Him. And the meaning of la ilaha illallah, and this is the greatest type of dhikr. We said a dhikr, remembering Allah, is the greatest act of worship. The greatest dhikr is these four phrases. The greatest of these four phrases is La ilaha illallah, because it contains the tawheed of Allah. You affirm divinity for Allah. You affirm that only Allah is deserving of your worship. And you free yourself from ash-shirk. And then finally, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest. And who is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibadallah, the intelligent person, the strong person, is the one who uses his life to prepare for the akhirah. He invests his life for that which is after death. And the foolish person is the one who wastes his life. And he follows his desires wherever he goes. And he does not think about the akhirah. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليها بها عشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا إنك أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك أنت الأعلى وأكبر وأقم الصلاة.